Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Election Commission to announce schedule for general elections 2024 tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds rally in Tamil Nadu as part of BJP's poll campaign. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman stresses the need for greater coordination between centre, states and local bodies for all reforms to reach grassroots level. UK government unveils new definition of extremism to counter radical ideology. In badminton, Lakshya Sen to take on Lee Zijia of Malaysia in men's singles quarterfinal of All England Open Championships tonight. And in WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore to face Mumbai Indians in the eliminator match in Delhi this evening. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for general elections 2024 tomorrow. The announcement will be made in the afternoon at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Along with Lok Sabha polls, the Commission will also declare the schedule for assembly polls to be held in some states. The term of the current Lok Sabha is going to end on the 16th of June this year. In 2019, the Lok Sabha elections were held in 7 phases during April and May. It is expected that this time as well, polling will be conducted in several phases in April and May. In the last Lok Sabha elections, the BJP had registered a resounding victory, bagging 303 seats out of 543 parliamentary constituencies in the country. So far, the ruling party has announced 267 candidates, while the main opposition Congress declared the names of 82 candidates for the Lok Sabha elections. Left, TMC, Aam Aadmi Party and some other parties have also announced the name of the candidates for several Lok Sabha seats. The newly appointed election commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu assume charge of the office today. The Election Commission of India, ECI, in a statement said that Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar welcomed the two newly appointed election commissioners at Nirvachan Sadan in the national capital to the action-packed and intense 12 weeks ahead. It said that the Chief Election Commissioner emphasized the significance of the joining at this historic point when the team ECI is all set to conduct the Lok Sabha election 2024 in the world's largest democracy. Mr. Kumar said, and Mr. Sandhu were appointed election commissioners by the selection panel chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a massive public meeting at Kanyakumari in Tamil Nadu as part of the party's poll campaign for Lok Sabha elections. The meeting was organized by the state BJP unit. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi said to improve connectivity in the state, BJP-led central government is building a network of railways and highways. He said in the last 10 years, several infrastructure projects worth crores of rupees have been implemented in the state.
हम तमिलनाडु की कनेक्टिविटी को बेहतर बनाने के लिए रेलवे और हाईवे का नेटवर्क तैयार कर रहे हैं। इन 10 वर्षों में तमिलनाडु में भी करीब 50,000 करोड़ के हाईवे के प्रोजेक्ट पूरे किए गए हैं। 70,000 करोड़ रुपए के हाईवे पर और काम चल रहा है। बीजेपी सरकार ने इस साल रेलवे इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के लिए तमिलनाडु को करीब 6300 करोड़ रुपए दिए हैं।
Mr. Modi today said while the BJP believes in developing the nation, the opposition dwells on divisive politics and corruption.
20 साल पहले अटल जी ने नॉर्थ साउथ कॉरिडोर की नींव रखी थी। इस कॉरिडोर के कन्याकुमारी नारिकुलम ब्रिज का काम इन लोगों ने इतने वर्षों तक लटका कर रखा। 2014 में जब हमारी सरकार आई तब हमने उसे पूरा किया।
The Prime Minister said his government was instrumental in the release of Indian fishermen from Sri Lankan prison.
श्रीलंका में हमारे मछुआरे भाइयों को फांसी की सजा दी गई थी। ये मोदी चुप नहीं बैठा, ये मोदी सोता नहीं रहा, हर रास्ते का इस्तेमाल किया, डिप्लोमेटिक चैनल का इस्तेमाल किया, हर प्रकार का दबाव बनाया। और मेरे तमिलनाडु के भाइयों बहनों, मैं उन सभी मछुआरों को श्रीलंका में फांसी के फंदे पर से उतार करके वापिस लेकर।
Besides Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister will hold mega road shows and rallies in Kerala, Telangana, Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh as well during the next few days as part of the party's election campaign. From Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister reached Pathanamthitta district in Kerala a short while ago to participate in the election campaign of NDA candidates in Pathanamthitta and Mavilikara Lok Sabha constituencies. Mr. Modi will address a rally where around 1 lakh party workers will be participating in the event. Our correspondent reports that the Prime Minister will visit Salem and Coimbatore in the state on Monday and Tuesday to address public meetings. From Kerala, Prime Minister Modi will reach Telangana today, where he will be holding a road show at Malkajgiri parliamentary constituency. Tight security arrangements have been made for the road show. After an overnight stay at Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad, the Prime Minister will reach Nagar Kurnool tomorrow to hold a rally in the district. Mr. Modi will address another rally at Jagtial on Monday. Our correspondent has the details.
With a focus on strengthening the party ahead of general elections in Telangana, BJP senior leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is visiting the state frequently. Mr. Modi visited earlier on 4th and 5th of this month Adilabad and Sangareddy in the state and inaugurated and laid the foundation stone to several development projects worth the thousands of crores of rupees. Later, he also flagged off virtually another Vande Bharat train from Secunderabad to Visakhapatnam, besides several other railway projects. However, the Prime Minister will be addressing two public meetings at Nagar Kurnool and Jagatial for the next 3 days, besides holding a road show this evening at Malkajgiri to boost the morale of BJP leaders and cadres ahead of the announcement of election schedule. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Mr. Modi will reach Karnataka tomorrow, where he will address a public rally at Kalburgi and another meeting in Shivamoga on Monday. On Sunday, the Prime Minister will be visiting Andhra Pradesh. He will be participating in the joint political meeting of Bharatiya Janata Party, Telugu Desam Party, Janasena Party at Chilakalurepeta and Palnadu districts, setting the stage for the coming general and state assembly elections in the state. The Telugu Desam Party has recently rejoined the NDA fold after a gap of 5 years. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman stressed the need for greater coordination between centre, states and local bodies for reforms across sectors to reach grassroots level. Speaking at a conclave of a private news channel today, Ms. Sitharaman further added that empowering people by giving them basic facilities will automatically enable recognition of rights.
The kind of reforms which we need to undertake now, I would think, will have to have greater coordination between the centre, the states and the urban local bodies, panchayats and so on. You may do wonderful futuristic reforms at the central government level, and most states understand that it benefits them as well. So there has to be a lot of work done from top level. When you undertake reforms, it has to have that effect of cascading down to the lowest level.
Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh to the inaugurated Nau Sena Bhavan in New Delhi. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Chief of Navy Staff Admiral R. Hari Kumar, DRDO Chairman Dr. Samir V. Kamath and other dignitaries were also present on the occasion. The newly built Nau Sena Bhavan is situated at Delhi Cantonment area. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on a Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The UK government has issued a new definition of extremism under which certain groups will be blocked from government funding and meeting officials. The new definition of extremism is more precise and aims to counter radical ideology. We have a report.
Extremism in the UK is now defined as the promotion or advancement of an ideology based on violence, hatred, or intolerance that aims to negate or destroy the fundamental rights and freedoms of others, or undermine, overturn, or replace the UK's system of liberal parliamentary democracy and democratic rights. The previous definition, introduced in 2011 under the government's counter-terrorism strategy program, known as PREVENT, defined extremism as vocal or active opposition to fundamental British values, including democracy, the rule of law, and tolerance of different faiths and beliefs. Community Secretary Michael Gove said, "A surge in extremism since the Hamas terror attacks in Israel and subsequent war in Gaza in October last year poses a real risk to the United Kingdom." Piak from News Desk.
Voting has been held in Russia for a three-day presidential elections from today. The polling began from the country's easternmost regions, Chukotka and Kamchatka, this morning. People across Russia are voting to elect the president for the next 6 years. This will be the first time Russia will use an option to vote online. The candidates who are contesting for the top state post in the 2024 elections are Russia's incumbent president Vladimir Putin, New People's Party Vladislav Devenkov, LDPR party Leonid Slutsky, and Communist Party of Russia's Nikolai Kharitonov. President Draupadi Murmu will be gracing the Global Spirituality Mahotsav in Hyderabad this evening. The four-day, one-of-a-kind spiritual congregation began yesterday and will continue till Sunday. The event is bringing spiritual leaders from all faiths and beliefs to one platform at the world's largest meditation center. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today presided over the meeting of the selection committee for the chairman and other members of Prasar Bharati at Uparashtrapati Nivas. Press Council of India Chairperson Justice Ranjana Prakash Desai and Secretary of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju were present in the meeting. The central government has proposed a ban on the sale of and breeding of ferocious dogs. The Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Ministry issued a directive to states and union territories to ensure prohibition on the sale, breeding or keeping of as many as 23 dog breeds that are dangerous for human life. In a social media post, the ministry said that concerns about public safety have led to the government's consideration of a ban on several dog breeds deemed ferocious. It said that breeds like Rottweiler and pit bulls and American bulldogs are under scrutiny. The government in a letter also directed that dogs that have already been kept as pets should be sterilized to prevent further breeding. In weather update, the India Meteorological Department IMD has predicted moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over east and central India for the next few days. According to the weather department, isolated to scattered moderate rainfall is very likely over Arunachal Pradesh and isolated light rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 20th of March. The IMD also forecasts scattered to fairly widespread rainfall with isolated thunderstorms, lightning and winds gusting up to 40 km per hour over Gangetic West Bengal till the 19th of this month. On hot and humid weather, the Met Department has said that these conditions are likely to prevail over Kerala, Mahe, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the next 5 days. On to sports news. In badminton, India's Lakshya Sen will face Lee Ji Jia of Malaysia in the quarterfinals of All England Open Championships in Birmingham tonight. Commonwealth Games gold medalist Sen has stormed into the round of eight, defeating Denmark's Anders Antonsen in the pre-quarterfinals in a hard-fought match. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore will face Mumbai Indians in the eliminator match today in Delhi. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The winning team of today's match will face Delhi Capitals in the final on Sunday. Delhi Capitals has finished at the top of the points table to directly proceed into the finals. Delhi defeated Gujarat Giants by 7 wickets at the same venue on Wednesday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission to announce schedule for general elections 2024 tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds rally in Tamil Nadu as part of BJP's poll campaign. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman stresses the need for greater coordination between centre, states and local bodies for all reforms to reach grassroots level. UK government unveils new definition of extremism to counter radical ideology. In badminton, Lakshya Sen to take on Lee Jizia of Malaysia in the men's singles quarterfinal of All England Open Championships tonight. And in WPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore to face Mumbai Indians in the eliminator match in Delhi this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.